What's up, ladies and gents? This is your host, Nico, here with Outfield Talk Special Edition. We're going to play some hardcore Pong with my lovely co-host, as usual, Miss Mac Miller. Currently, we're 2-0. I have 2 wins. She has 0 losses since she quit the second match earlier in the week. When you come back from an 8-1 deficit and then 1-1 her phone dies, I mean, that pretty much means I win. So yeah, I'm 2-0. We'll just leave it at that. But here we are again, about to play some Pong and talk about some shit, you know, the usual. So, you know what? I'll let you shoot first this time since, you know, you're on the losing side. You need as much of an advantage as you need.
As always, we have to shout out our beers.
Oh God, what is it? Vice Pig.
Tonight I'm drinking Vice Pog by Wild Barrel Brewing.
Well, a local specialty. I'm gonna take the more American route, and I'm drinking a Coors Yellow Belly, baby. Banquet beer, Coors Heavy, Coors Diesel.
Okay, can you still hear me even though I'm over here?
Yeah, it's...
Okay, so I'm going to shoot first. So mine and Anthony's rules are 2 re-racks, balls back, what else?
2 re-racks, balls back, 1 island, and...
No, we're not playing island.
We're not playing islands? All right. Well, we can't bounce because the way that I play on my table... No one's able to spot that there anyways. That's about it. Gentlemen's is 2 cups or less, yeah, as compared to Trevor Bauer thinking that you have to have 3 cups to do a fucking gentleman's.
Also, okay, so I'm going to shoot, but can you shout me out for passing my teacher test?
Oh, yeah, that's right. For all the listeners, Miss Mac Miller is... She's a certified, bona fide teacher.
Almost.
She's going to be shaping the young minds of the future as she misses her 2 shots.
No, I made one. Front right.
All right.
I made one this one. But yeah, I passed my teacher test. Thank God. There's only like 50 pages of writing. But
The last time me and Mac played, it was on FaceTime, so I was able to show her where I was shooting from, but luckily my little brother's here to verify that I'll be shooting behind the carpet. Actually, well, behind this beanie, which is like 1 foot in front of the carpet, so I have like some kind of room here, all the way to the edge of the carpet over there, as, well, you can't really see it, but... She can. That's all that matters. So here we go. It's going to be hard to shoot with a headset, but... Oh, man.
And we have to talk. We have to, you know, give the fans some content.
Yeah,
it might be harder than we thought.
No, not really. First topic of the day. Sports are coming back next month. And there's a miss.
What do you mean sports are coming back?
So supposedly sports are coming back next month. They're going to go without crowds. So we're going to have like that whole, when MLB had that lockout in Baltimore with the golf announcing and all that.
What sports coming back? Baseball?
Baseball is coming back.
You think baseball is going to be back next month?
Yes. 100% believe it. I 100% believe it.
Also, did you miss both shots?
Did I miss what? Yeah, no, I made back left center.
Okay. I don't know if baseball will be back.
Really? That's your argument? Is you don't know if baseball is going to be back?
I think they're just saying that to give us hope.
Trump gave us our plan. We're opening everything back up. Put it on that table, and then I'll take that.
No, Trump left it to the governors.
Oh, God, that's the worst decision you could possibly do, in my opinion. And it's, Oh, you missed both. And it kind of makes it, so we're tied 9-9. 9 cups left each. You got to think about it from the governor's perspective. You kind of want to put it on Trump's shoulders and just like open it up. Because if anything bad happens, you can put it on him. But if he gives it in your, if he puts it in your hands and something bad happens, then everyone's going to hate you. I misspoke.
Oh my God. But you don't, I don't know. It's scary if the president has that much power to control every single state. It's important that states have their autonomy.
Yeah, I know, but the elections are coming up, so all the governors want to keep their seats still, you know.
Oh, nailed it in itself.
Both of them?
No, just one.
All right, so it's 8-9. Mackenzie's winning. Oof.
I don't know. I'm hoping that shit gets back to normal. I'm like been watching sports highlights pretty much every single day of a different random game. Nice. I really miss baseball.
You're one of those people. I made back, middle, right. If that makes sense.
What do you mean? What do you mean I'm one of those people?
One of those people, like, you just want everything back to normal, but still you want... I don't know. What'd you say earlier?
Oh my God. You can't focus. This is a bad idea.
I was shooting. It's 8-8, by the way. Should we just move on? Because you don't like getting political.
But I'm not even talking politics. I'm saying that I hope sports come back. But I've been watching a lot of highlights.
Oh, that's where I said you're one of those people. I got bored of it. I did like a day or two of watching highlights, and I was like, this isn't the same. Like, I already know what's going to happen. I just love being on the edge of my fucking seat. And watching, like, something that anything can happen. All right, we're tied 8-8. Here's my shot. Really?
Does that count?
I don't know if you saw it.
No, it doesn't count.
But it hit the pull things where you turn the lights on or off or the fan on high, low, or medium. All right, fine. You're right. I'll play it where it lies. All right, so that was my first shot. And I did it again.
Oh my. Well, I lost both my balls, so.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's why you're a girl.
Okay, let me.
Next topic. New trend coming across the nation. It's called zumping. Have you heard of it?
No. Zumping, like with the Z?
Yeah, zumping. So basically, it's what all the couples are doing. They're dumping their significant others over Zoom.
No way that that's actually happening.
It is happening. Zumping.
What, like high school couples?
Yeah. Would you rather be zumped or would you rather get a text?
A text.
Ew, gross.
I don't want to see their face. What the hell? And I don't want them to see me crying. I made one, by the way.
Yeah, I saw it. All right, so you're winning 7-8.
Have you ever got dumped over text or phone?
Dude, I've been getting ghosted by the past two girls I was talking to.
No, hey, but like, have you ever,
have you ever been dumped on a text?
Yeah, like in high school or something?
Yes.
Oh!
Dude, I've been through everything when it comes to breakups. I've been ghosted. I've been the text message. Whoa. I've been over the phone. Like, nothing can surprise me. Oh.
Maybe both.
Ooh. Right in the middle. Bitch cup. Tied up. 7-7.
I never got dumped over a text, I don't think, but
dumping over a text is something that, you know, you experienced when you were dating someone from like a different school. Like you,
yeah, or
which like kind of looking back on it, it was pretty fucking stupid.
I mean,
because like you never
general,
but you like you never saw the person. You literally saw him like maybe on the weekend if you were free and your mom could drop you off somewhere. But
yeah.
But then again, it's just I don't know. But yeah, just been getting ghosted lately. That's been my life. Just be nice if they take me off of social media before they, you know, pop up that they're in a relationship or something, so I don't have to see it.
So Anthony was talking to a girl. Well, they hung out a lot, like a couple times, two or three times.
Yeah.
And then he gets ghosted, and like the next week,
I got ghosted, and then I got the excuse. Yes, I'm going through some family stuff right now. Like, it's all good. I'm just going through some family stuff and trying to figure stuff out. All right. Well, let me know if you need anything then. I was being the gentleman. I was like giving her space. I don't want him. Giving her space, you know. And then like a week after, boom, relationship.
I bet that was her ex. I bet she got back with her ex.
Ah, well, it'd just be nice to be straight up. And but is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn. I'm in.
Retired 7-7.
Yep.
Do I want to re-rack? No, I can't.
You can't. Okay, you can't re-rack at 7. It has to be 6. Playing California rules.
I realized that after I counted the cups.
Okay, shoot. But no, while you're shooting, I'll talk about, I bet you she got back with her ex, and she was just using you the whole time. I bet they were, like, on a break or something.
Well, yeah, because it wasn't the same name. Otherwise, I would have known that right away. Dude, if you can't find it, just give me the pack.
Oh. I don't think she told you everything.
Let's go back to zumping though. Like, fuck, you're in a quarantine and you're just like I'm dying in quarantine right now. Like, I want that face-to-face connection. And you like FaceTime your girlfriend or boyfriend and just boom, like, ah, I'm not feeling this anymore. Like, this quarantine's getting to me. Like, I met like so many more dudes or girls on Tinder and Bumble who are way better than you. Yeah, I'm gonna end this.
I made a cut.
Okay.
But yeah, sorry. Just calm myself. But yeah, I know that sucks. Sounds like, but I bet you they're probably pretty young because I cannot imagine like a 25-year-old. Ooh. 25-year-old doing that. Damn, it sucks.
Doing what? To me?
No, zumping.
Oh, zumping?
I bet you they're 16.
No. Nah, probably. Yeah, you're probably right. It's probably a high school thing. But you gotta think about it. Dude, just give me the pack. Hey, Austin, just give me the pack. Hey,
I got this one.
Just...
I forget how long my arms are.
Anthony, I don't know about this podcast.
It's all good. We're shooting live.
Maybe we should just play.
No, we're all good. We're shooting live. Oh. It's no different than like an Instagram live.
You're caught. Yes, it is. No one's watching.
Yeah, but just talking shit while we're going.
But you keep echo back for your brother.
Why?
Because you're talking to him, you're talking to me, he's getting the balls.
Yeah, fair enough. He's fine. Am I up?
Yep.
Alright, you're still winning? You didn't make anything?
Nope.
Hope you're ready to lose. Here comes like 4 in a row.
I remember the first time I played beer pong was probably, I think, in.
I miss both.
I think the first time I played beer pong was in college, actually. I don't think I ever played in high school.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we used to play it in high school all the time back in. I mean, probably middle school for me.
What the? You were not drinking in middle school.
No, I wasn't. No. I wasn't drinking, but going to Jarrett's house.
Uh-oh. Hold up. I'm heating up.
Okay. Well,
fire.
Well, going to Jarrett's house all the time. His older brothers. Oh God. Ah, shit.
Okay.
How many cups do you have left after that?
Four.
Fuck. All right, looks like we're going to have to make a dramatic comeback again.
Okay, here's my fire shot.
Mm-hmm.
Miss.
Miss.
She falls back now. Oh!
You missed.
Rimmed it.
And an air ball. I'll take a drink for that one. Come on, now.
So close.
Going back to it though, I think middle school, like 8th grade, was the first time I ever played Pong. Cause, like I said, I'd go to Jared's house all the time and his older brothers. I believe they were in college by that time. Bryant was in college at that time. So they'd already have like the Pong cup set up, and that's kind of where like I got somewhat of my skill.
Just take that back.
Coming from the girl who's 0-2 from our matchups.
You don't have skill.
Oh, shit. That's an air ball. I miss both. Okay. But yeah, I think that's the first time I played Pong, but the first time I played it where I was able to drink, yeah, that'd be college. And there's actually a pretty good story about that one. I'm sorry. Do you want me to tell my story?
Sure. Go ahead. I'm just shooting. Just thinking them. Just making them.
Woo! Did you make another? No, you didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
You left.
And you're not even going to let me make my revolver, because you can't do a re-rack on 7.
Are you going to tell your story about your first time playing Pong or
what? Yeah, I will. I'm talking right now while I'm shooting.
You're all over the place.
So, it was a party at one of the... Oh my God, I did it again. It was a party at one
this
of the...
I wish that this...
Oh, nice. I don't know if you saw it, but I just made a bounce on my tray.
Are we going to allow that?
No, but it was pretty cool. Just take that take that cup out. It'll count as one.
Okay.
But it was pretty cool. I hit the corner like perfectly, and it bounced straight up and into the cup.
So it was luck.
Yeah, well, don't call it a comeback, sweetheart. Yeah, so basically at that party, I played Pong for the first time ever, and it was also like the first time I ever drank and got shit-faced ever. And someone gave me, I was going to puke. That's what it was. I was like, oh, I got to puke. I'm going to yak. And so they gave me a saucer. And I put it on top of my head and I was like, I'm the general. Yeah. For the rest of the night, I was like, call me the general. I am the general. I fell asleep with the fucking thing on top of my head. And you've seen the picture of me passed out with that thing like right next to my face on my cheek. That was my first ever drunken college experience, which, you know. Also my first time playing Pong. What's your worst drunken experience now that I think about it? This would be fun.
Oh.
Ooh, wait. I'm going to re-rack. I have 6 left.
Okay.
Austin.
While you re-rack,
would you mind making me a 3-2-1?
Austin, just for like an honorary member of this episode.
Yeah, just for this game. What are the, yeah.
Okay.
3-2-1. So like a pool table. The triangle?
Oh, okay.
My worst drunken story.
Make sure all the cups are touching. Yeah, good. Good. That back right one needs to come back a little bit. You can't have them slanted. Oh, no. God. Other one. Yeah, that one.
This is a mess.
Yeah. All right, we're good. All right, go.
Go who, me?
Yeah, you shoot and tell us your story.
Oh, I don't know if my parents will listen to this. I guess it doesn't really matter.
Nah, it doesn't. They've heard worse come out of my mouth since we started recording.
My worst story is probably freshman year of college. It was my first sorority, formal. So I had to get a date and everything. And I got a date, and he was super nice. He was the one in the frat. It was all good. And then I had... And, of course, I'd never really drank in high school, so I was unsure of my limit. Me and him in the pregame split.
I miss both.
We split a bottle of Bacardi Dragonberry. So in the span of about 2 hours, me, my freshman, 120-pound self, and this guy drank half a bottle of rum. I think some other stuff was mixed in there. But anyway, so that's the pregame. And then I was pretty much gone by the time we were getting onto the bus to take us to the downtown, to the House of Blues. And I don't remember what happened, but I threw up on the bus, on my date's feet, which was so embarrassing. And then I get out of the bus. Again, I don't remember any of this, but then apparently they said, Mackenzie, you can't come in. You gotta go home. So me and my date and my big in the sorority and her date, I had to go home. We had to take a cab back, which was really, really expensive. Apparently I threw up in the cab and cost my friend another $100. But she didn't tell me this till months later. So anyways, that was a mess. I got kicked out of my first ever sorority formal. It was so embarrassing. I had to have a meeting with the standards chair and everything. And then the funniest part was afterwards, a couple days later, I was looking at my phone and I had sent a text while we were in the bus ride. I sent a text to my big, and it was my date took my phone and sent her a text. I was like, hey, Mackenzie's not okay. She's throwing up, help. Because she was a couple rows back. My big texts back and it's her date, and her date says, hey, it's Zach. Maddie's throwing up too. So the boys were communicating on our phones. We were both gone. Yeah, I don't know. It was just, I don't know. It was a mess, but.
Yeesh.
That's the most. Good.
I already shot. What about you? I miss both. Oh, you want my most drunken moment?
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, your dad's there?
No, he was just taking out the trash. So I was telling him he could go. Oh!
Wow. Just don't want to say anything to, make him upset like last time.
No, you're good.
I'm never going to live that moment down. I just hope he forgets about it. You miss both?
I miss both.
How many cups do you have left?
Three
to six. All right. All right, Nico's.
But shout out to that date that took care of that let me throw up and on his feet and still talk to me afterwards.
I airballed both.
Yeah, me sucks.
Yeah, well.
Oh my god. Give me something.
Dude. No. Okay. I know that we're sick and tired. Actually, hang on 1 second. I had to hang on 1 second because you can only record 30 minutes at a time. Goddamn, relax. I know that we're sick and tired of talking about quarantine, but I saw something that honestly freaked me out yesterday. I went to Burger King and did you make anything?
No.
All right. So I went to Burger King, and their way, Jesus. I missed both. Their way of dealing with Corona is people putting their credit cards into like a little plastic bin, and then they take it out of the bin with their gloves and they swipe it and they wrap your card up in the receipt and then hand it back to you. They don't wash the fucking bin. They don't sanitize the bin.
I know.
Literally,
they don't
change gloves. Yeah, no, literally the car in front of me was it. I could literally, he had his hand outside his window because I did too. He didn't have gloves. I didn't have gloves. Like,
I know.
About
that all the time.
I was like, in what world is that fucking I was like, that's not sanitary. Like, you don't, how often is that bucket cleaned? And how, why isn't it cleaned? Oh, I made one. And I airballed the other. Middle right got made. 5 cups left. But like, I literally saw that, and that was like the first time through this whole quarantine thing where I've just been like, yeah, that's kind of sketch. As opposed to what I've.
Okay, I got to clutch up right here.
Yeah, well, you're probably going to lose anyways, so.
Oh, I finished a book.
Yeah, you've been reading? What have you been reading? I've been reading too.
I read Little Fires Everywhere. It's a new show on Hulu. But I just read the book.
Ooh. What's it about?
So now I'm gonna read. Now I'm gonna watch the show. It's just about like this white family who rents out. They have a rental property and they rent it out to like a black single mom and a teenage daughter, and the teenage daughter becomes friends with the white people's kids, and it's just like a drama. Lots of sketchy stuff.
Lame. My books are so much better.
How the hell is that lame?
Nah, it sounds like a pretty interesting book. Ooh, do I want to waste my last react with 5 cups left?
And Reese Witherspoon's in the show.
Ooh, she's always good. And we're not playing Islands, are we, huh?
No.
Fuck. Alright, fine. Oops. And an air ball. I just bought 3 books that I'm probably going to read during quarantine. By the way, before we go off on that tangent, Bottom of the Ninth Brewing Company is going to start brewing tomorrow.
Well, you never released that episode.
Oh, well, since I'm probably not going to release that episode. I don't know. I have to look it over. I was pretty hammered.
This one is more boring than the other one. The other one was more fun.
Yeah, you're right. I'll probably release both. And plus the one that I recorded after me and you hung up, where I was just calling people and recording. Yeah. For those that don't know, I recently bought a home brew kit, and if all goes well with this first batch and I feel like I'm able to brew beer good, I plan on brewing my own beers here coming soon. And it's going to be named Bottom Line Brewing Company. We have 8 names and the styles of beer that they're going to be already picked out. I've been making logos for the beer bottles already.
Fuck me.
And yeah, I think it'll be a fun time. It should be a fun time. So we're going to start that adventure tomorrow. And Mackenzie missed both shots. But going back to books that I'm reading.
We're all over the place.
Well, I was getting sidetracked because I'm excited. Oh my god. Dude, just win already, please.
I mean, I'm trying. I always suck when I get down to 3. 3 is the hardest number.
3 is pretty easy. You have a what? You have a straight line?
No, I have like it's a little off. Because I did a 2-2 offset. Rim. What are the best things that come in threes?
The best things that come in threes? Best things that come in threes.
Best thing that what? Can get. Best thing that comes in three.
Threesomes. Strikes, if you're a pitcher.
There you go.
And best thing that comes in threes. That's complicated. Best things come in threes. Well, beers don't come in three packs. They only come in six packs. Three pointers, I guess, if you're fucking Steph Curry.
It wasn't meant to be that hard. I kind of just wanted to.
That was kind of difficult. You think about it. That's a difficult ass question.
I'm going to say repeat. Like when you repeat a championship.
I misspoke. Yeah.
Repeat. I'm going to say. I'll say three outs. Three outs are good. And. Oh, nailed it.
No, you and didn't.
Three. Fuck, I don't know. What else comes in three?
Right?
Three, like when you do that, the strikeout, when you
punch out. Shot, oh.
Take a bong rip.
You've done those, Miss Miller?
No.
You've done a strikeout before?
No, I have not. I don't think
liar. I you went to college in California.
Okay, I made one, so now I got gentlemen. Two left.
2-5. And I'm not making shit that way.
Oh, I have a better one. Trilogies, like movies that come in threes. Those are always good.
Ooh, okay. All right, well, do you want me to start or you want to go one-on-one?
Wait, what?
Do you want to start or do you want to just do like 1-1-1-1?
Start doing what?
The trilogy question.
Wait, what? I was just like joking around. I thought you said you're three already.
Yeah, but then you're like trilogies, like movies.
Oh, you want to talk about what are the best trilogies?
Yeah. you brought it up.
No, unless you're fucking wrong with it. What are the best things that come in three?
Oh, I thought you were trying to make like a new like topic here.
No.
All right, well, here. Let's just do start one, bench one, sip. Or start one, bench one, trade one. I saw this
like a Mary fuck kill?
Yeah, I saw this on Twitter today. So we'll go with baseball players. I'll start first. I'll go Mike Trout, Ken Griffey Jr., and someone who's Barry Bonds out of those three. Start one, bench one, trade one. Go while I take my shots.
Okay, well, I'm obviously going to start my Trout.
There we go. I made one.
Okay, I'm going to start my Trout. I'm going to bench Ken Griffey because I don't want to give him up. And then I'm going to trade Barry Bonds. Get the fuck out of here with your steroid act.
I'd do the same as you, except I'd start Griffey over Trout all day, every day.
What?
Sorry, man. Griffey's my boy.
But Trout is literally the best player in the game.
So far. He hasn't had that traumatic injury yet. Ken Griffey was also the best in the game, and so he started getting injured. I saw that air ball, by the way. Drink.
Griffey was never on Trout's level.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Griffey would have slaughtered Hank Aaron's record if he didn't get hurt so much. If the motherfucker would have stretched.
No way.
A cheetah doesn't stretch before it hunts its prey. Yeah, well, maybe if you would have stretched, you would have had 800 home runs and If Griffey was smarter, he would have been way better than Trout. I don't think Trout can hold Griffey's jock. But you figure one out. You figure out a for different positions. So I just did outfield right there. So you go to the infield for like first base, second base, shortstop, whatever. Pick a position, pick your three. I'm gonna take my shots. Why you think this over?
Okay.
And I have one re-rack. Now I'll shoot first and then I'll re-rack next turn. If I hit that fucking light switch one more goddamn time.
Oh my god, you're bad. There you go.
I missed both.
Oh, that looks like I made it.
No.
Let's do A-Rod.
What position are we doing? Third base?
Oh, they all have to be the same position?
Yeah.
Barry Bonds isn't a center fielder.
I said outfield.
Okay, so I'm doing infield.
No. Bring okay, it down to one position.
I guess we'll do
so third base is shortstop. Okay, A-Rod was a shortstop when he first came up. Yeah.
Don't mansplain me, Anthony. I know that. Let's do A-Rod. Oh, shit. A-Rod. Nomar Garcia-Para. And ooh. Cal Ripken.
So we're doing shortstops?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if we're going based on A-Rod as a shortstop, I will. I'm going to start Cal Ripken, bench A-Rod, and trade Nomar. Even though Nomar Garcia-Parra is one of the few Red Sox, as me, a Yankee fan, respects, I'm going to have to trade him. So Ripken, A-Rod, Garcia-Parra. Final answer.
Shoot your shot. Let's see.
Shoot my shot. I can give you shortstop. Actually, yeah. I'll give you shortstops now. Geez. Derek Jeter.
Oh, my God. Airball.
Missed it.
Terrible.
So Derek Jeter. Ozzie Smith. And Fernando Tatis. Junior.
Easy.
You're gonna...
I'm starting Fernando. I'm starting Junior.
Wait, what?
You heard me. I'm starting Junior.
You're high as a kite. You're disowned.
Oh, and I just got rimmed.
Your duties as co-host are done.
I'm starting Tatis. I'm benching Jeter, and I'm trading the Wizard. Oh!
Your duties as co-host will no longer be needed. I think there's another cute blonde that I can talk sports with.
You think I'm cute?
Yeah, beautiful.
No chance.
I call you my lovely co-host every time we come on.
There's no chance that you could talk sports with another girl like me. No chance.
Well, there was, but she's in a relationship now after ghosting me. Austin, can you make me a diamond?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a slap that you think someone else could be on my level.
Well, I mean, you're right and you're not wrong.
Okay, let's do Mary Fuck Kill.
No, dude, all the cups have to be touching, the middle cups.
This is a mess.
He's young, he's inexperienced. Yes, that's what I want.
If you just had wireless headphones, you could just walk over there and do it yourself.
You know what? I'm not one of them rich, basic bitches.
Rich.
Actually, you could go to Nick's.
I don't blow $300 on headphones when I could, you know, fly out to see my best friend on the East Coast.
I told you already that I got these for free.
What you were gonna bring us to our next topic? What'd you want?
Oh, I was just saying, marry, fuck, kill. All
right, go for it. You make it while I make my shots here. It's okay. 4-3. You have 3 cups left?
I have 2 cups left.
Oh, fuck. All right. Come back. There's one. Oh, I made the front cut.
Let's do Jennifer Aniston.
This is already going to be a hard decision.
Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and Jennifer Lopez.
You kind of made it easier.
What? We'll see what type of man you are by your answers. Let's see.
Hands down, I'm marrying Jennifer Aniston no matter what. That woman is ageless.
Those are all pretty ageless women.
No, Reese Witherspoon's kind of been showing.
What the?
I'm going to marry Jennifer Aniston. I'm going to fuck J-Lo because that ass. And she's a dancer, so I know she can move them hips. I'm going to have to kill Reese. As much as I love her, as hot as she was playing June Carter in Walk the Line, I'm gonna have to kill Reese.
Brutal.
I'm kind of curious. I'll do one for you. Fuck, marry, kill. I'm gonna do you the Battle of the Chrises. Evans, Hemsworth, and Pratt.
Honestly, none are really my type, but...
Actually, well, what is your type? No.
I will marry Chris Hemsworth because he seems sweet. And I will fuck Chris Pratt and kill Chris Evans.
I miss both. Really?
Yeah, Chris Evans kind of bothers me. Like, he kind of is annoying. I don't think he's that funny.
Mm-hmm, fair enough. By the way, fun fact for you that I learned today. I'm not sure if I shared this with you yet. It turns out one of my really, like, somewhat good baseball friends plays professional baseball for the Yankees. On the Yankees.
I think you said this last time. You said something.
No, I didn't know about this the last time we recorded. But yeah, it was a complete me and Cody who recorded with me on our first episode, for those who still listen, reminded me, because I made a list of all the best players that I've either played with or against on Facebook. And he's like, dude, you left out Tyler Wade. And I was like,
who the fuck? You said this. You definitely said this the last time.
Did I?
Yeah. Which is cool. Because then we were talking about, like, oh, I bet you play with a lot of people.
Yeah. Like, it just, it blew me away. And like, I was like, Tyler Wade? Like, no. Like, no. I never played with Tyler Wade from the Yankees. Yeah. Shortstop. Marietta Valley. When the fuck did I play with Tyler Wade from the Yankees? The Bombers? Oh shit, T Wade. Yeah, dude, T Wade. I'm like, dude, he was like my only friend on that team. I hated everybody else. They were a bunch of douchebags. He's like, well, Tyler was there. So the rest of the time I'm like, oh my god. I fucked up. I could have had the hookup with the Yankees. I made one. Middle right. 2-2. It's 2-2. Austin, go check.
You only have 3 cups left?
Yep. Well, now I have 2, and I made it. Look at, he just pulled it out. You see it? Hey. Hey, watch. Watch, watch, watch.
Is she watching?
I see it. I believe you. I've been getting rimmed over here.
Yeah, well, usually...
Oh, shit, that was terrible.
Usually you have to pay double for that kind of action.
Oh, my God.
And then, could you put those in a straight line for me, bud?
I thought you used all your...
No, gentlemen's is 2 cups or less, so now you put it, yep, right there. Nope. Yep, 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 yep. Someday with you, Jim Bomb. I thought your brother was going to play tonight. That's why I kept Austin up here. But
oh, no. I applied for a job.
At a school? I hear both. I miss both.
No, at Hooters.
Ooh.
I'm joking. Yes, at a school.
Yeah, of course. Like, why would you apply at Hooters? I mean, like, there's not even one in San Diego anymore. So.
Is it? There isn't it close? There used to be one in Mission Valley.
A lot of the Hooters have closed because millennials hate tits. That was like the big thing for a while.
That's good for me because I lack there. I'll make up on the other half. Damn it! Missed both.
Yeah, and that's what got me in trouble with your dad in the last recording.
I know, I'm starting to apply for jobs. It's scary.
Yeah, well, welcome to the workforce. Hey,
I've been in the workforce and I worked at the bank, but I've been out of it for 2 years.
Did you get your stimulus check?
Yep.
Ooh, what are you going to spend it on? Plane ticket?
I put it in my savings. I put it in my savings.
Yeah.
Like a smart, mature adult.
But it's going to go to a plane ticket. I think I'm buying a dog.
A dog?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of dog?
An Irish Terrier.
I don't even know what that looks like.
It's adorable is what it looks like. It literally looks like a dog from Lady and the Tramp.
Which one? The Lady or the Tramp?
The Tramp.
Did you make one?
No.
All right. I gotta finish it off right here.
Please do.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we're going to be recording forever. And ever. And ever. And I've already ran out of my topics. We went through all my topics already because, you know.
You had no topics.
I did have topics. You kind of like shrugged them off. I was expecting like my topics for you to be like, oh my god, like zumping? I thought you'd like have like a big like, oh my god.
I just think that's so childish. Like nobody's really doing that.
But they are.
If you're, let's say you're in a 3-year relationship and that happens to you over Zoom, no chance. Nobody's doing that.
Quarantine changes people.
Quarantine does. I do agree with that. Brings out the worst.
Not really.
Okay, come on. Finish it off.
Oh, is it my shot?
Yeah, I missed both.
All right. I thought you wanted me to finish the podcast, which we can. Come up with the Mount Rushmore real quick while I take my shot.
If you want me to think of a good Mount Rushmore, I have to think of it before. Oh,
you mean you have to
also,
Google
do you
it?
Remember that we did the Mount Rushmore of months about a month before all this happened? If all my months were the ones that are getting shut down, I was like, April's the best month. March is the best month. And what happened? They all got shut down.
Yeah, well, it's because your months are shit. I remember October was one of mine.
Yeah.
No one shuts down Halloween.
It got cold. Well, I opened the garage. It's freezing.
Come up with a Mount Rushmore while I shoot these shots.
Okay. Mount Rushmore of
there you go. Down to one cup, Missy made the front one.
I don't think it's like a funny, provocative one.
Funny, provocative one?
Mount Rushmore could do Mount Rushmore of places to be drunk. It could do Mount Rushmore of blonde. We can do Mount Rushmore. Oh my god, come on. Damn it. Airballs both. I'm gonna need a partner. Come close the deal.
I'm out here, baby. Just fly out here. I gotta end this right now, though. So.
Please do.
One cup left. Ooh. Oh.
Oh,
yeah. I don't have my water cup over here.
Oh, that should count. I went in and then out. That literally was in and out.
Yeah, well.
And that too. Damn it. Let's just end the pod.
Yeah, you don't have a Mount Rushmore.
I said we could do Mount Rushmore. I just got you one to be drunk. Mount Rushmore of blondes. Mount Rushmore of appetizers. Mount Rushmore of, I don't know, beer games.
I'll do beer games. Beer games would be a fun one. One sec. Yeah, oh God, so let's do beer games.
And it took us an hour. We're not even done with the beer pong game.
No, I cut it off at like 27 minutes each time, just so I know, like, we can still, like, in case someone goes off on a rant, I still have that time. So we're only like 54. But yeah, let's do beer games.
As opposed to 56.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
So let's go beer games. You can start while I shoot.
Okay, my number one pick of beer games. Well, like drinking games?
Yeah.
Cornhole.
As a drinking game?
You're definitely only playing cornhole when you're drinking.
Hey, no. I play cornhole sober.
I love cornhole. That's my number one.
Dude. Alright, my number one, I'll have to shout it out to my North Dakota roots. It's going to have to go to Beer Darts.
Snappa. Oh, Beer Darts.
No, not Snappa. Snappa's fun, but it ain't Beer Darts. Beer Darts is the cornhole of North Dakota. Cornhole is a very popular sport, but Beer Darts is the way to go. If you want to get a big group of people together, have some fun, talk some shit, Beer Darts is always the way to go. For those who don't know what that is, you can hit me up and find out. Fun game. Sliding these DMs. I am single, but I am straight. Yeah, go. What's your second? Will I end this game?
I'll go with beer pong, but with a part. Beer pong with a partner is, like, very fun.
I'm getting really upset that I can't make this damn last cut.
Me too.
Alright, so beer pong is your number two. My number... Yeah. My number two. Give me a yellow ball. My number two is probably going to have to be categories.
You do like categories.
I fucking love categories.
That's a fun one.
It's just a good pregame game, and like a lot of people can play, and it's very easy to explain, very fun to play, as I've said. Number three, and you're up. I missed both.
Oh my gosh, you did? I'm gonna go with, like, Beersby. Have you heard of that? Like the Frisbee?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Beersby, number three.
I will probably follow suit and say Can Jam. You're frozen. Yep. You're gone. And you're still gone. Oh no. Oh no, we lost her, ladies and gents. Oh well, we're just gonna have to pop her back in here. It says we're connecting. And she is... Oh man, if your fucking laptop or whatever died again, I swear to God. Well, it looks like we're not going to get the rest of Mighty Max Mount Rushmores. So we're just going to have to end it there. For me and Mac Miller, this is your host Nico, Without Field Talk. Good night, everybody.